Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I make predictions on the final NHL playoff picture. In this podcast, I will give a quick update on the current NHL playoff picture and then give my predictions on what I think the final playoff picture will look like. In first place in the Atlantic Division are the Boston Bruins with 105 points, followed by the Florida Panthers with 101 points, and the Toronto Maple Leafs with 95 points. In first place in the Metropolitan Division are the New York Rangers with 106 points, followed by the Carolina Hurricanes with 101 points, and the Philadelphia Flyers with 83 points. The Tampa Bay Lightning hold the first wildcard spot with 93 points, while the New York Islanders hold the second wildcard spot with 83 points. The teams in the playoff hunt are the Washington Capitals with 82 points, the Detroit Red Wings also with 82 points, the Pittsburgh Penguins with 81 points, the Buffalo Sabres with 77 points, and the New Jersey Devils with 76 points. In first place in the Central Division are the Dallas Stars with 105 points. In second, you have the Colorado Avalanche with 102 points. In third, you have the Winnipeg Jets with 98 points. In first place in the Pacific Division, you have the Vancouver Canucks with 102 points. In second, you have the Edmonton Oilers with 95 points and the Vegas Golden Knights in third with 92 points. The Nashville Predators currently hold the first wildcard spot with 92 points and the LA Kings hold the second wildcard spot with 91 points. There are two other teams in the playoff hunt currently in the Western Conference. The teams are the St. Louis Blues with 84 points and the Minnesota Wild with 81 points. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Eastern Conference playoff predictions. In the first matchup in the Eastern Conference, you have the first seed New York Rangers going up against the New York Islanders, who currently hold the second wildcard spot. The Atlantic Division matchup should be between the Florida Panthers and Tampa Bay Lightning, also known as the Battle of Florida. The Metropolitan Division matchup should be between the Carolina Hurricanes and whoever wins out on the Metropolitan Division. That will be a toss-up between the Washington Capitals or Pittsburgh Penguins. The other matchup in the Eastern Conference will be between the Boston Bruins, who are the second seed, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, who will fall to the first wildcard spot. In the first matchup in the Western Conference, you have the first-seeded Dallas Stars going up against the Nashville Predators, who fall to the second wildcard spot in the Western Conference. The Central Division matchup will be between the Colorado Avalanche, who are the 2-seed, and the Winnipeg Jets, who are the 3-seed. The Pacific Division matchup will be between the Edmonton Oilers and LA Kings, meaning for the third straight year, they will face Edmonton in the first round. And the fourth matchup in the Western Conference will be between the Vancouver Canucks, who are the 2-seed in the Western Conference, and the Vegas Golden Knights, who will probably end up winning this first wild card spot. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. In the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, every single matchup will end up being a rivalry, and I would expect each and every series to be filled with excitement and unexpected outcomes. The reason I predicted the Lightning would take the third seed in the Atlantic and the Leafs would slide to the first wild card is for one, ratings. It would make more sense from the NHL's point of view if they had the Battle of Florida and the Boston-Toronto series in the same round, so you can maximize viewership. Also, you have to take into consideration that Tampa is one of the hottest teams in the league right now, while Toronto has slumped a bit in the past stretch of the season. I think the Philadelphia Flyers will eventually slide out of the playoffs, so one of the Metropolitan Division teams in the playoff hunt will take its place. And for the sake of generating a new rivalry, the Washington Capitals could be the best team for that spot because they have two former Capitals that now play for the Hurricanes, adding more intrigue to the matchup. However, the way Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins have been playing as of late, it would be completely foolish for the NHL to leave Penguins out of the playoffs if they could control it. Lastly, I think the New York Islanders will maintain and hold the second wildcard spot to take on the New York Rangers in the battle for New York, and that will most certainly be a heated matchup. The theme I was going for in this playoff prediction was rivalries and what might potentially draw the most ratings, and these matchups most certainly will draw. In the Western Conference quarterfinals, I expect there to be new and exciting matchups, and for that reason, the rivalries between the two teams could take a few games to kick in every series besides the Edmonton-LA series, because they have had that matchup the last 2 years in the first round, so they are no strangers to each other. While the Colorado Avalanche and Winnipeg Jets are rivals, as are Vancouver and Vegas, their matchups aren't really as heated as the other rivalries. In my prediction, I had Dallas facing Nashville because they are both in the Central Division, and Nashville is a team that could potentially give the Stars trouble. Then I had Vancouver facing the Vegas Golden Knights because Vegas has a tough remaining schedule, whereas LA has a cakewalk of a schedule for the remainder of the season. With Vegas playing Vancouver, that would set LA up to play the Edmonton Oilers again for the third straight year in a row in the first round of the playoffs. Lastly, we have the Colorado Avalanche facing the Winnipeg Jets, which might not be as easy a cakewalk for the Colorado Avalanche, as the Winnipeg Jets have actually had the Avalanche's number this season. Unlike in the Eastern Conference, the Western Conference doesn't have many heated rivalries aside from the Edmonton-LA series. But what it does have is fast-paced and hard-hitting hockey, which should be entertaining to watch. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. By the end of next week, we should have a better picture of the final playoff picture, and I will do an updated prediction based on that. In my next podcast, I'll be doing a final playoff prediction.